Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, January 22nd, 2020. We're going to take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology energies over the next week, including the very dynamic Aquarius new moon and basically the changes that we are experiencing here as we close out January 2020. We have all planets direct. And that means there is a lot of forward moving energy right now. Perhaps you're feeling it. It's hard to catch up. Things are happening quickly. You've got to stay on your toes. There's momentum. There's breakthrough. There's finally energies that perhaps felt delayed. Now they're coming through. Now they're pushing you forward. The new ideas, new solutions, a lot of go, go, go. So it's a very energizing time. And the more that you can harness that, the more that you can work with this to move forward, to follow new projects, to do something that you really want to do, the universe is saying it's time. Let's make this happen. Let's take some forward steps. And what it's doing is moving you out of the intense energies that started in January here. We've had some big energies, as we know, big Capricorn energies that have kept us very focused, perhaps feeling hermited, caged, almost like you had to deal with certain responsibilities. You had to take care of what was in front of you. And now that the sun has entered Aquarius, we are into new possibilities and a forward moving energy that I feel as a quantum leap of sorts, a quantum leap in possibilities and ideas, solutions. Something can happen quickly. It's very dynamic energy. And also at this time, we have the sun squaring Uranus in Taurus, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more in today's show. But overall, this is a new energy coming in. It's very fresh, and I'm seeing it as like these crystals that are very luminescent and bright. You're meant to feel a newness. There's something coming into your awareness, taking shape, taking form, that's moving you forward and out of any type of heaviness that has been weighing on you. Of course, this is a choice. This is something that you must choose. And one of the main energies of January is really trusting this new emerging consciousness of yourself, believing that there are more parts of you coming through. And I'm feeling it as this energy of the shifting cosmos, the shifting solar system, the new, it feels like new stars, new forces, new energies moving through that we are picking up on at a very subconscious level. And it's a sense of there's something else coming through for me. I'm meant to move forward. I'm meant to step into a new chapter in my life, a new area of expression, a new area of growth, absolutely, because there's so much that's been completed. And the completions have been perhaps slow and painful. They could even feel never ending. But there's something that is now speaking to you that when you focus in on it and hone in on it, you're able to connect with I'm seeing it as a frequency that doesn't have words or dialogue. It isn't a human frequency. It's an energetic frequency that is a bit like a radio signal or something from far off that's coming in. And we have to be at that place of reception where you can receive that frequency, receive that information. And it's talking to us at a cellular level. You know, it's quite interesting because we're now in Aquarius season, the sun in Aquarius and Mercury in Aquarius. And Aquarius is associated with the water bearer. And you see the glyph for Aquarius that looks like two waves. And that can be interpreted as two waves of water, such as the water bearer. Aquarius is an air sign, however. So I always see that glyph as a frequency energy. The energy of a pulsing electricity in the cosmos that we are connected to, the cosmic wisdom of the galaxy, and a reminder that we are more than what we understand ourselves to be. Aquarius is the energy of mental expansion and going into new places, going into new areas of consciousness and awareness that help you see a bigger picture, a bigger dream, a bigger vision than perhaps you previously held. And so the Aquarius glyph has an electrical current. And that's what I see when I look at it, is that it reminds us that there's a pulse to life. There's a pulse to the universe. There's a pulse to the galaxy. And when we tap into that and we connect to these bigger energetic systems, they come through and ignite us. And they give us a new frequency, a new way of being in the world that is electrifying, that's exciting, that can really spark up something that perhaps was stale or dormant. And that's a really good way to look at this next. Sparks are flying. The sun in Aquarius is at 2 degrees, squaring Uranus in Taurus at 2 degrees. And Uranus has been here at this 2 degrees of Taurus off and on over the past year and a half, since the middle of 2018. July, August, into September 2018, it first reached 2 degrees of Taurus. This is a final turning point, shifting point of what you've had to change in your life because of this transiting Uranus. So you're going to look at where transiting Uranus is at 2 degrees of Taurus in your natal chart. You're probably already familiar with that. And now the sun in Aquarius is coming through and pushing and shifting and requiring you to open up your mental concepts and mental constructs to think with a bigger vision. And so this square from the sun is the unexpected energies. It's the disruptions. It's the, I didn't see that coming. It's the shocks. It's also the energy of lightning striking, something happening quickly. And I see it as that cosmic consciousness coming through and saying, you maybe didn't see something in the bigger picture. And this energy is going to continue into the January 24th Aquarius new moon. So over this next week, there's a lot of energy that can feel destabilizing, abrupt, disruptive. There can be anxiety, irritation, angst, impatience, because there's this vibration of change is happening and you're sensing it. Some area of your energy field is sensing it. And one thing you can do to consciously work with it is to welcome the change. I welcome what is for my highest and best good now. I welcome in all messages, energies, and frequencies that support the truth of my self-worth and self-love now. I welcome in cosmic messages that are divinely guiding me to greater areas of self-love now. So these are the types of affirmations that will help you stay above some of the shocks or energies, stay in that trusting place of everything is happening for my highest and best good, even though it feels perhaps a little bit uncertain. And it's working with the fixed signs. Both Taurus and Aquarius are fixed energies. And so they could be shaking up something that you've held for a long time. They could be shaking up something that you subscribed to, that you were taught, that you believed, that you thought was true, that you had as a foundation in your energy field. But because Uranus has been working with you in this part of your chart for a year and a half, it's not new. This is more of a finishing square. It's a finishing square, a closing square, where the sun is closing in on this transit to Uranus and Taurus. And then what's going to happen is over the next number of months, specifically the next 4 months, the sun is going to be traveling to create a new conjunction with Uranus in Taurus in April 2020. That conjunction will happen at 6 degrees of Taurus on the 25th and 26th, April 25th, 26th. So right now there are 4 months that you're going to feel this energy of permanent shifting into this new area of your life that Uranus and Taurus has been shaking up for you. And it's interesting that the sun will be conjunct Uranus at 6 degrees, because 6 degrees of Taurus is where Uranus stationed retrograde the middle of 2019. So there's really been these points accentuated, 2 degrees of Taurus, 6 degrees of Taurus. Change is happening here. And now we're in this closing energy, the closing square of the sun's conversation with Uranus. So then they make this conjunction, April 25th, 26th, and then the sun has brought in the new light, the new awareness, the new path, and moves forward. So that helps with the lay of the land of what's been moving and shaking. And this January 24th new moon is going to bring something up. I feel that you already know what it is. You already understand something. You've already been aware of it. This, in some ways, it could be new information, but I'm just feeling this as something that has been around you, like energetically, and then this new moon makes it clearer. And so this is where we stay open to our own growth, into understanding the bigger picture of these transits and what's happening. That, okay, right now, I'm really meant to permanently shift a foundational area of my life that actually holds more love for me. There is more love for me that I haven't tapped into yet, and the universe, God, Source, Spirit is lovingly nudging me into this area of understanding in my life. And sometimes, you know, if we resist, if we don't do the work, or we don't understand something, we get a little bit harder nudges or bigger nudges. This is understanding that you are meant to keep moving into a broader, bigger understanding of how you are loved and supported, and to remove the constraints that you thought you had to carry, to remove what you took on from others, whether that's your parents, siblings, teachers, anything in the world, belief systems that told you this is how you need to be, or this is what you are worth. We see this most frequently at work, where, okay, this job pays this much. And then we can think that that hourly rate or that salary directly pertains to our self-worth. Well, it pertains to the skills you bring to the table, your education, or the need for that type of labor. But it doesn't pertain to your self-worth, because your self-worth cannot be formulated into an exact dollar amount or financial structure. It's stepping away from this, okay? It's seeing how big you are that perhaps you didn't see in yourself before. And so that's why I feel there's this turning point energy right now that's breaking you out of something, breaking you out of what you didn't see before. So very big energy in the collective. We all will feel these energies differently. It is the energy of breaking up. So you break up with something that doesn't respect you. You break up with something that doesn't love you. You know, like your old mobile phone. You're not getting any love. It's not working well enough. It's time to upgrade your devices. It's that kind of thing. It's like, this is broken and I want something better. And that's the energy right now. What is broken? What is not working? And then how are you committing to leveling up and to saying, I'm ready for something that really expands where I love, value, and honor myself? I have a video for you on YouTube about the Aquarius new moon that is happening at 4 degrees of Aquarius. So it will be making that square to Uranus at 2 degrees of Taurus. The sun and the moon always come together. It's the union of masculine and feminine, yin and yang, anima, animus, coming together to plant and create a new intention. It is that seed of intention going forward. So this is a powerful new moon for understanding what you want to create next. Aquarius is very creative. It's very out of the box. It's the ability to conceptualize in a whole new way. And at first it can sound odd. It can sound weird. It can sound like, what? No one knows what you're talking about. But that's the beauty. And that's what's needed right now as we move into Aquarius season and as we collectively move into the age of Aquarius. We need to understand the strength of differences. And I don't just mean that as a cliche saying. I mean that we are each individual energetic systems that operate within the whole. And a wonderful example of this energy is traffic. You get in your car, your individual car or your bike or your vehicle, your motorcycle, and you go out onto the roads. And as you drive down the road and you get to a four-way stop or you get to an intersection, there are systems in place to create patterns that help with the flow of traffic, that help some of us stop and some of us go and the left turns and the right turns. All of this is very Aquarian. How we organize complex patterns, how we regulate and create a structure that works for many people. And within that collective energy, we each have our own individual vehicles. And so it's a physical vehicle, but it's also your energetic vehicle. And that's your individual self. So look around and you'll notice how the Aquarian energies exist in various energy, in various examples in our lives. So the traffic, the world of traffic patterns is one example. Airports is another example. Sports stadiums are very Aquarius with fans and many different people organized into their various seats, drinking overpriced beer and eating amazing food or not amazing food. Then you have the areas of where people congregate together, such as neighborhoods, building developments, anything where there are many people is where you'll see Aquarian energy show up. And we have this interesting push-pull with Aquarius where we could want to be a part of something bigger than us. We can want to belong. We can want to join a group, a tribe, a neighborhood, a club. And then at some point, you could feel that, no, I'm still myself. I don't want to over-identify with any group. I don't want to only be a member of this group. I am my own self. And so that Aquarian energy rises up as a sense of self when you understand more about where you're connecting with the whole. So the push-pull is between that belonging and being an individual, with fitting in and doing what's expected, and then the rebellious energy of no one can tell me what to do. So there's always an interesting dichotomy with every astrological sign, and this is what we're experiencing right now with Aquarius season, is looking around at what you do subscribe to, but then ensuring that you're still thinking for yourself. Thinking for yourself, you're not blindly following the pack, you're not just part of the sheeple. You are your own mind, your own self. And a part of Aquarius is ensuring that we stay mentally keen. And this is especially true with Mercury traveling through Aquarius. Mercury is going to stay in Aquarius until the beginning of February, February 3rd. So we have 2 more weeks of a lot of things coming through that could be energizing, interesting, experimenting. There's a sense of why not? And what will this look like? And where, how far can this go in a good way? So keep your mental self open and be very aware of your mind power right now. Now, in Monday's show, I did for you a kind of an overview of the 4 elements that are happening right now in the cosmos. We talked about the strengthening of air signs with the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius. Venus is in Pisces, nearing a conjunction to Neptune. Mars is in Sagittarius. And then we have the lineup of Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in the Earth sign of Capricorn. So we currently have all four elements alive right now in our collective as well as in our individual energies, asking us to harmonize, to balance, to look at how we're using all four areas of our lives. So keep in mind that this is a strong energy over the next week. One of the strongest energies will be Venus making her conjunction to Neptune. That will happen on Monday, the 27th, and it could be a day of being tired. In Pisces, we want to escape. We want to take a break. We could realize where we've done too much in the world and we need some downtime. It's a very dreamy energy, very artistic, very creative, very private. So keep an eye on that, because whenever a planet is conjunct Neptune, Neptune diffuses it and says, this isn't real. And then you're invited to tap into other realms, other fantasy worlds, other places that could feel soothing, that could feel like a lovely escape, that could just give you that sense of, I'd rather be here, I'd rather be in my bed than show up at work on Monday. So know that we'll start the week with a strong Neptune influence, a strong Pisces influence as that Venus conjunction happens. The other energy that's going to be strong will be Mars squaring this conjunction. So as Mars squares the two planets in Neptune, we have a push-pull between I need to get something done. That Mars energy is our drive, our sense of accomplishment, our sense of taking action and being active. And the square to Venus and Neptune is one of I'll try it once and then I might give up. Or I'm going to give it a little bit of energy, a little bit of power, but if it doesn't work, I'm going to walk away. So it can have a discouragement to it. This Mars, especially in Sagittarius, he likes things big. And this square is saying that it's okay to take a break and essentially check in with how it really feels. How it really feels. Neptune is the biggest player in this transiting aspect. And again, Neptune diffuses. So watch out for being run down, but forcing yourself to carry on. Be aware of any decisions you make in haste, anything you do with a sense of impatience. There could be something that comes up in relationships, Mars being the masculine, Venus being the feminine. There's a sense of take a break. The beginning of the week, that would be January 27th and 28th, just allow yourself a slowdown. Don't expect too much. Don't expect that everything has to get done as quickly or as soon as you want it to. And that could help you work with your energy more realistically and not feel like you have to keep going. Now, as Mars pulls away from the square to Neptune, he will get fresh fuel and he will be like, okay, I'm glad I took that break and allowed things to calm down for a bit. Now I'm going to ramp it back up to 50 or 60 miles per hour and keep going. But just know that there is an energy coming up here with this Mars square to Venus and Neptune that is an adjustment and that is a slowdown. The other big energy over the next week is that we still have Saturn and Pluto traveling together. Now, as I do this show on January 22nd, they are still conjunct at 23 degrees, but Saturn is going to move ahead into 24 degrees, and they'll be 1 degree apart, and then through February, they're going to continue their separation. So what's happening right now is there's still this focal intensity that we're in, a responsibility. And it could feel exhausting. It could feel vulnerable, which is not really a word we associate with Capricorn. But I think of it in terms of how when you're exhausted from something, you feel worn out. It's that kind of vulnerability, that sense of a weakening, depending on how you've been upholding your strength, your sense of self, your backbone, how you've been taking care of yourself. So this energy is still intense and it's still working with us at a deeper cellular level. There's that sense of, you know, nose to the grindstone or needing to keep your head down at work, you know, get stuff done, stay focused, produce. And it could feel like you're ready for a break, but I feel that there's something significant here around a turning point that we cannot deny. There's been turning points, especially with the eclipse season, and especially in this month, that have brought you reality checks, that have brought you an understanding of what needs to end. Now, with Saturn conjunct Pluto, it's both an ending and a beginning. But the beginning could be mixed up with the endings. It could be like there's these odd overlaps, and your energy can only do so much in a day. Hence exhaustion, hence a sense of, I want more than I can do right now. So check in with any frustration and expectations you've been holding of yourself, because the energies are telling us that we are moving ahead, but there's very important things that need to be taken care of right now that need to be brought into your consciousness. I'm seeing it being like cemented in at a cellular level. So for all the ways things have been torn up, removed, death, dying, shifted, there's new things within you that are going to gain strength, and you're going to feel it as we progress into 2020. And these are long-term energy patterns. So I have an example for you about how this typically works with the big Pluto transits. Back in 1995, Pluto entered Sagittarius, where it stayed until 2008. And one example we can look at is how the Sagittarian area of our life, one of them being international travel, greatly changed between 1995 and 2008. That's Pluto moving through and changing global affairs, how we get around the world, how we transport ourselves. And there's various instances you could look at, but one of the biggest is all of the mergers in airlines. And look at all the airlines that were bought out, that were bankrupt, that essentially went through the process of survival of the fittest, and how they shifted and changed. I remember in 2007 thinking, you know, Pluto changes something permanently. It's changing the world of travel permanently, but it takes time for those things to play out. So we had a lot of airline closures and mergers, and I'm speaking mostly about the United States, but of course there are other airlines around the world. But you think about, okay, Northwest Airlines or Virgin Airlines or Continental Airlines, and they all merged with bigger brands. And so that took time for those mergers to happen. But you look back between 1995 and 2008, and there was big shifts. Now, a part of this was also the opposition of Pluto in Sagittarius being opposed by Saturn in Gemini, which happened in 2001 and was associated astrologically with the events of September 11th, 2001. We had some really significant world changes in travel. Then in 2015, Saturn went into Sagittarius until 2017 and basically firmed things up and said, okay, here's what's coming in. Here's the reality check. What are the regulations? What are the truths of this situation? What is over? What is complete? What's working? What's not? So when Saturn came into Sagittarius, it firmed up what Pluto destroyed. Now here we are. Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008, and it's going to stay in Capricorn until late 2024. And we're undergoing a very big restructuring of business, corporations, institutions, politics, governments, all these bigger Capricornian themes. We know that brick and mortar is suffering, that store Papyrus that creates the really beautiful cards just filed bankruptcy and will be closing all of their brick and mortar stores right before Valentine's Day, no less. But there's reality checks here around how business is conducted in the world now. And this is Saturn bringing us these reality checks pretty swiftly, pretty quickly, as Saturn travels with Pluto. So Pluto is renovating and bringing up the deep truths, showing us what's expired, what no longer works, and what needs to end in these Capricorn areas of life. And then Saturn brings in the fast reality check of, yeah, this is over. Yeah, this is done. Yeah, you've known, you know, for a while now on your profit and loss sheets, your balance sheets, what isn't adding up in the numbers. So you've got to make decisions now. The time is now for correct business decisions, political decisions, governing decisions, etc. So this energy is all happening now, but I believe a lot of it is still hidden because of the Pluto energy that keeps things behind doors. So it's kind of this interesting sense of we know things are changing, but we don't see it all yet. And I get the visual of, again, people, everyone working at their desks to figure things out and figure it out before it's announced, before it's made public, before it goes to Wall Street or is expressed in a way that the news or the newspapers would pick it up. There's this sense of things are happening, and we're not going to know probably until we see Jupiter conjunct Pluto throughout 2020, because Jupiter will bring in what needs to move and will open up what those secrets have been. So we have this very interesting dance that's continuing of the best thing you can do right now is trust what's right for you. Trust the directions that are being shown to you. Trust the path that's opening up to you. If you're feeling like you need to change industries, if you need to do something different in the world, if you're feeling like you need to move out of one job into another, trust that. Follow that. The energy right now is moving us forward. And I'm going to actually do a show for you on Monday about our changing purposes in the world. And that's going to be the topic of the Monday show. So I'll go into more of that then. But just know that if you're feeling that nudge, you're probably feeling something in the energetics, right? In the frequencies that you're meant to step into a new area of life that's a better match for you, that's a better fit for you, and that is in alignment with the truth of who you are. And I feel like for many people, the understanding of the truth of who you are, or a deeper truth, has been through the experience of removal. Removing what you thought was important, removing a part of your life that you clung on to, removing parts of your false ego, looking at your own belief systems, your own conditioning patterns. It's been this perhaps very powerless experience of things taken away. That's also been that south node in Capricorn, where you can't hold on to the status, the job, the title, the whatever you thought was important in the world. It's coming back to a new understanding of your essence, of listening within, understanding what matters to you, coming back to a higher consciousness that has always traveled with you, but has been on mute, or the batteries were removed, or it was all turned off. It's a bit like starting up a whole new navigation system. And part of this is what's needed on the planet more than ever. And it's actually really inspiring, I think, because there are all new potentials that bring about their uncertainties, bring about their doubts, and bring about, you know, the unknowns of what might happen or possibilities that could unfold. But it also means you're traveling with a new sense of your own power, because what has been removed wasn't meant to travel with you long term. It's quite an exciting time to stay open to more of what you want that you maybe didn't even have the time or energy to look at or to understand or to go into. We are really supported right now in stepping into more of what will resonate for the long term. It's a long-term game. As the world of business, finances, government, politics, all of this is going to keep changing. Many people aren't going to be as rattled by the changes because you've already found terra firma. You've already found that strong place within yourself that is supporting you in a whole new way. It's been a removal too of codependency or of something that you were reliant upon outside of yourself. I feel that many people are stepping into this new autonomous energy, this new sense of, I can do this. I've got what it takes. I have what I need. Yes, yes, yes. So you start saying yes to yourself and you can believe it. You can absolutely believe it. Now, last week I mentioned to you that I had been developing this business program with a partner of mine. His name's Rob, and he and I want to help so many of you with information about who you really are and how, that big how am I supposed to be successful in the world? And because you're into astrology, I am so excited to share with you what this is about, because the information is not based on a questionnaire, not based on a survey, not based on anything that you fill out with your mind. It's based on your birth details, and it's designed to show you your energetic mechanics, how your aura interacts with other people, how you're meant to make proper decisions based on your body consciousness and your mind, how you're here to navigate the world by checking in with yourself, checking in with what feels correct for you, where you're in alignment. So Rob and I have been putting together this program. It's all about giving you an understanding of how you're designed to be materially profitable in the world. So in astrology, you can look at your astrology chart and you see where your sun sign is. You look at your 10th house, the 10th house being career, profession. Your midheaven is how your energy goes out into the world, how you're meant to be recognized, what would be satisfying for you. So your astrology chart is a really good map for who you are, what you're capable of, what your strengths are, all of that. This program is the how to move in the world, how to share the gifts, how you're energetically designed to make money and to show up. And it's called BG5. It's part of human design. I started sharing human design with you in 2018, and it's another area of our energy that includes the astrology, the numerology, the I Ching, etc., more modalities. Human design is pretty cool for understanding that other layer of yourself. And then BG5 is basically a niche of human design that focuses on profession. It hones in on your professional energy and how to share yourself in the world, online, in the workplace, how you're meant to really be recognized. And again, it's based on your energetics, on your birth details. And what I have found with this for myself was that it was an absolute game changer. And of course, my first thought was, why didn't I find this years ago? But it helped me see what has worked in my life. Because now there's an understanding of how you're meant to connect with people, of how people respond well to you, of how you can share your ideas, sell your services, put your gifts out there, you know, even in a meeting. You know, maybe there's been patterns in your meetings where it's like, why are people resisting my ideas? Or why are people angry at me when I share my ideas? This explains it. And what happens is when you sign up, you get a personalized report through 3 pre-recorded webinars. Rob basically gives you a reading. It feels like a personal session where he goes through what's in the report. And normally a session with a BG5 consultant is $400. And so we wanted to do this for many of you so that you could have this information. And you're going to see that the price point is awesome because we're putting it on sale for 75% off until January 31st. And that's because the time is now. You know, the time is now for people to understand their energy, what they need to do next, where they need to go. And I feel like this excitement and desire for clarity. And I also feel like many of you are really ready to take off, you know, with what you're doing in the world or your next steps or where you want to go for a job. So this course is designed to help you understand some things. Now, I will be honest, when I got my report, there were things that I thought, is that true? I don't think that's true. I did a little pushback and then I sat with it and I realized some things about myself that I didn't see before. Because hindsight's a great teacher, right? And you can see more of yourself and what's brought you the right results or what's been effective based on this new understanding. Like this information, you know, it's very clear in terms of what you can use to be the best of yourself in the world. So at first I got this information, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that. Or I didn't realize that was the way to do it. But since I have been using my own BG5 report for, it's been over 2 years now, everything about my work has been easier. It's been clear. It's removed all these expectations I had of myself of what I had to do or what the formula was or what other people say you should do. And there's something to be said for learning from others, but this is about learning from yourself, understanding who you are and that you can trust that. You can trust your own energy and the answers are there. So check it out if you're interested. The details are below this podcast. It's called Flourish as a Healer. With BG5, you're going to discover 5 codes about your type of success and how you're here to maneuver and work in the world. Now, because many people I work with are healers, your intuitives, your authors, your guides, that's why it says healers in the program title, but it's really for anyone who works in the world. If you're a solopreneur, if you're doing things on your own, if you're if you're in nursing, if you're in banking, if you're in finances, if you're in business, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you're going to benefit from this report and from these webinars. We also do a Q&A that talks about the number one important thing that people struggle with. And then there's also some videos from me where I take the information and relate it to your astrology chart and give you the connection between the different modalities and what to understand. So I'm very excited about this and I'm trying to just keep grounded in myself to help communicate it clearly. But this is the first tool I found that I thought was personal, applicable, and brought the results that were right for me. And that's why I'm so excited to share it with you. So check it out if that would be of benefit to you now. And, you know, we really hope that it gets out there to help people who are ready to really own their soul mission and to know how they're designed to be successful. It's pretty awesome stuff. So we're going to talk more about your changing soul mission on Monday's show, what that looks like, some of the messages and visuals I've been receiving about where it's going, what it looks like going forward, and what is possible now that wasn't possible last decade. So I hope that the Monday show is going to bring you some more guidance and inspiration for what is ahead for us and your vital part in moving ahead. So thank you so much for joining me today. Please take good care of yourself during this Aquarius new moon. Again, that video is on YouTube where I talk more about the energies that we're going to be experiencing over the month that, or the weekend ahead. And you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online and at consciouscoolchic.com. Those are my 2 websites with the most information, business guidance videos, books, astrology classes, spiritual teachings, and a lot more. I'll see you back here on Monday, wishing you a beautiful, electrifying Aquarius new moon, and I hope that it brings you wonderful developments. I'll see you soon.